Let's find out what's going on in Bills camp. Chan Gailey is the headmaster, and this is his right-hand man, former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt, joining us on the Score Sports Radio 670. Dave, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm good, Dan. Guys, everything's good up here in New York. We're adjusting to the changes, obviously. I think every team is, obviously, with the new CBA. But you know what? It's kind of interesting because before I took this job, just talking to people, you know, people around the league, you talked about how as tough a season it was for the Bills. The players hung in there, and as the year went on, it got a little better, and that's kind of how they showed up here at camp. So we're, you know, obviously we got a long way to go, but so far so good.
Yeah, this really is this wild form of shotgun wedding style free agency. Nobody has an advantage over anybody else. Everybody was allowed to start practicing Thursday night, and everybody's playing from the same deck. What do you like about your defense in particular, Dave? I know you're working with the inside linebackers. What do you like about what you've seen so far?
Well, you know, the player, you know, Marcel Darius, the big boy from Alabama, man, he's a man, and obviously he's starting for us from day one. And I think, you know me, I mean, I believe that, you know, good defenses, it all starts up front. And so we're excited about him. And then we drafted a couple kids, actually two linebackers, a leading tackle from LSU. We got a good corner from Texas, another linebacker from Mississippi State. So, you know, we're a young football team. If you pulled out a roster right now and looked at our first and second year players, you know, which I'm sure you'll do before the game, we are a very young football team, and you know, that's exciting because you got a chance to make some improvement, and the kids are willing to work, and they're willing to do the little things to try to improve their skills, which obviously, at the end of the day, is going to make you a better team.
Dave Wannstedt, when you left Pitt, I started thinking to myself, all right, where is he going to go? Because the tentacles of Dave Wannstedt's coaching career, you got the Jimmy Johnson tree and maybe some of those guys he worked with there. And then it's Chan Gailey, who was your offensive coordinator in Miami for a couple years when you were the head man down there, right?
Yeah, you know, Chan and I have known each other when we went over to Ireland, when I was at the Bears and we went over and played the Steelers in Ireland and we practiced against them, you know, for that week, Chan was on the staff. He was, I think, quarterback coach, receiver coach, co-offensive coordinator, whatever his title was, with Bill Cowher and the Steelers. So Chan and I, we've known each other for a long time. And, you know, when I left Pitt, I knew I wanted to still continue coaching, and I had four opportunities, you know, in the NFL, and my wife and I went up to Buffalo, and knowing Chan and knowing the people, and, you know, I was not going to get in a situation that I didn't feel I would enjoy working with people, I think I can make a difference, and it was a good fit. We went up there, and very comfortable. It's a lot like Pittsburgh, a lot like Chicago. You know, it's a blue collar. They love their sports in Buffalo. I mean, I'm very impressed. You know, going whether it's hockey games or obviously the Bills. I mean, it's a good sports town. It really is.
Hey, Dave. Not every team in the NFL uses or has a position where the title is assistant head coach. And I would guess those teams that do, and you are that to Chan Gailey. I guess it's probably a little bit different everywhere. What exactly is your job description as his assistant head coach?
Well, obviously, I'm involved with the defense and working with the inside guys, but things come up on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you know, with the new scheduling, you know, this whole new CBA with the one-a-day practices and no pads and how much you can hit. I mean, it's days off. I mean, these type of things, Chan and I spend a lot of time talking about scheduling, and obviously when we got ready for the draft, you know, talking personnel and, you know, just it's something comes up every day, whether it's X and O's or you're talking coaches, you're talking players, or you're talking off the field issues. And it's, you know, it's obviously we've worked together. We have a very similar thought pattern as far as what we want to try to get done, the mentality of our football team. And it's just, I mean, hopefully I can just be that person where you can bounce some things off and get some honest opinions and in the end, improve our football team.
Dave, what has changed, if anything, in the way the NFL is structured between now and when you last coached with Miami?
You know what? I got to laugh. I'm going to take it back because now it's a day off every week. I was talking to Tony Wise, our my line coach. Remember him from Chicago?
Of course.
The other days, and now it's no pads for 2 days, and it's 1 day practice and walkthroughs, and give him a day off. And he says, "Do you remember our first camp at Platteville?" He said, "We were kind of insinuating, Dave, we're into our third week and we haven't had a day off or a night off." And Keith Van Horn, I think, went up to Tony and said, "Is the guy out of his mind?" He said, and I said, "What do you mean we haven't had a day off?" I said, "We've only been up there about 3 days." And he said, "No, we've been here 3 weeks." I mean, I literally think we went 3 weeks without a player day off or a coach's day off. And so the rule changes have definitely changed. And so what does that mean? I mean, it means that every practice counts. I mean, you can't go out and get rained out of a practice and go in a gym. You can't go out there and have a bad day and necessarily throw the team off the field and to try to make a point, because you are limited. And that's how it's changed just recently in the last couple of years. I mean, since I've been out. So it's different in the coaches that are able to be flexible and work within the system and are going to be the ones that make it work and be successful.
And in this new collective bargaining agreement, Dave, there's only 14 padded practices during the course of the year. It's not even one per week of full padded practices. So the players get that as a benefit. I've been reading that. That's driving some coaches crazy, that you're not even going to have a chance during the season to work on some things in that style.
Well, that was a discussion Chan and I had. I mean, let's say the season's starting off and you're a young team like we are, and you're not where you need to be, and you feel like you got to go out there Wednesday, Thursday and work on your run game full speed. All of a sudden, 4 weeks into the season, you've used up your days, or do you save them and stretch them out down the year? I mean, that'll be a little bit of trial and error for, I think, every head coach, and everyone will probably do it a little bit differently, and then everybody, how it is in the NFL, and everybody compares notes as the season's going on, and at the end of the year, and you make adjustments.
Usually coaches don't look at tape of the opposition during the preseason. I assume that's the case for you guys this week. You're not going to be looking at a lot of Bears tape, just trying to get your guys through four quarters in one piece. Is that it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're really more focused on what we have to do, and obviously not having the OTAs, and I'm sure Lovey and those guys are going through the same thing there. We're trying to evaluate our players and at the same time install our offense, defense. So our focus is on us, but it will be good. I'll tell you, by the time we get to kick this thing off here come Saturday, it'll be nice to see, different color jersey, and I'm sure our players will be excited about the little change in the routine.
Hey, what gives you joy as a football coach, Dave, when you watch a defense that you coach, whether it's as a coordinator, a head coach, or the linebackers you're working with now? What gives you joy when you see guys flying around out there, being aggressive? What do you like to see that your defensive unit does? What makes you happy?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you walk off the field and you feel like your defense is giving you a chance to win games, and whether that be creating turnovers or sacks or the negative plays are the things that excite you. But the end of the day, I think if you can play, nothing on the other side of the coin frustrates me more than to give up big plays because of mistakes. And if your kids are in the right spots and they're playing as hard as they can, now it comes down to talent. So I think, just having a unit that executes whatever you're doing and executes it fast, that's rewarding. I mean, that's putting together a plan and having it all come together.
Hey, Dave, make sure you guys bring lots of shoes with different lengths of cleats. I don't know if you've heard,
on.
But
no, we've heard.
This, yeah, nothing changes. 14 years or so after you're gone, they still have the same issues over there with getting a professional field in play.
Hey, I think it was my first or second year we're playing at Soldier Field, and I don't know what was going on earlier in the week. It had rained, and somebody... And we went down there, and the wind chill. We were playing Detroit. I think it was we had three games to go in the season, and the wind chill, I think, was like 5 below, 10 below, coming off the lake. And the field was frozen, obviously, but it was frozen, and the biggest concern was that somebody was going to turn their ankle, because, I mean, there were it was like somebody had gone out there and literally played a soccer game 2 days before that, and they never rolled the thing out. So it, those stories will go on forever. But hey, they got good people down there, and it'll be taken care of. We're short of that. We're not. It's not even a concern. Hasn't even been a topic.
Do players and coaches? I mean, do you guys think that every surface should be the same? Like, if you got something like up in the Green Bay, they have grass with this reinforced fibers, and that works well. Why don't you just have every place have the same surface, Dave?
Well, you know what? We went through that same thing when I was at Pitt the last 6 years. You know, we played obviously down there at Heinz Field, and we shared that field with the Steelers, and they would have to resod that at least once a year toward the end of the season, around Thanksgiving. And there, I know 1 year for sure, they resodded parts of it three times. So, you know, I dealt with that every year, and I know that Mike Tomlin and most of the Steelers, I mean, they have voiced an opinion about having artificial surface. You know, let's put in an artificial surface, and we don't have to deal with this. But, you know, so if that's the answer, at least you know what you're dealing with every week, and everyone's going to be playing on the same surface, whether you're indoors or outdoors.
Dave, thanks a bunch for giving us a few minutes of your time this afternoon. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys in town on Friday night and Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Good talking to you.
Take care. That's Dave Wannstedt, assistant head coach for Chan Gailey's Buffalo Bills.